يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِيُّ جَاهِدِ الْكُفَّارَ وَالْمُنَافِقِينَ وَاغْلُظْ عَلَيْهِمْ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
O Prophet, strive against the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and be severe to them. Hell shall be their abode. What an evil destination. O Prophet, this marks the beginning of the third discourse of the Surah, comprising verses 73 to 129, which was revealed after the expedition to Tabuk.
يحلفون بالله ما قالوا ولقد قالوا كلمة الكفر وكفروا بعد إسلامهم وهموا بما لم ينالوا وما نقموا إلا أن أغناهم الله ورسوله من فضله فإن يتوبوا يك خيرا لهم وإن يتولوا يعذبهم الله عذابا أليما في الدنيا والآخرة وما لهم في الأرض من ولي ولا نصير.
They swear by Allah that they said nothing blasphemous, whereas they indeed blasphemed, and fell into unbelief after believing, and also had evil designs which they could not carry into effect. They are spiteful against Muslims for no other reason than that Allah and His Messenger have enriched them through His bounty. So, if they repent, it will be to their own good. But if they turn away, Allah will sternly punish them in this world and in the hereafter. None in the world will be able to protect or help them, that they said nothing blasphemous, whereas they indeed blasphemed.
There is no certainty about what constitutes the word of unbelief mentioned in the above verse. However, there are references in traditions to the many blasphemous utterances of the hypocrites. For example, a hypocrite is reported to have told his Muslim relatives, "If the message delivered by him, the Prophet, peace be upon him, is really genuine, then we are worse than donkeys." According to another report, during the expedition to Tabuk, when a she-camel of the Prophet, peace be upon him, went astray, and the Muslims set about searching for it, a group of hypocrites made much fun of the incident, saying to one another, "Just look at this man. He brings us news about the heavens, but cannot tell where his she-camel is."
And also had evil designs, which they could not carry into effect.
This alludes to the conspiracies contrived by the hypocrites during the expedition to Tabuk. One of these, according to traditionists, was that the hypocrites had planned to throw the Prophet, peace be upon him, into a ravine during his return from Tabuk. Another conspiracy hatched by the hypocrites was that they secretly decided that as soon as the news would come that the Muslim army had been defeated by the Romans, they would install Abdullah ibn Ubay as the ruler of Medina.
من عاهد الله لئن آتانا من فضله لنصدقن ولنكونن من الصالحين.
Some of them made a covenant with Allah. If Allah gives us out of His bounty, we will give alms and act righteously.
آتاهم من فضله بخلوا به وتولوا وهم معرضون.
Then, when he gave them out of his bounty, they grew niggardly and turned their backs upon their covenant.
فأعقبهم نفاقا في قلوبهم إلى يوم يلقونه بما أخلفوا الله ما وعدوه وبما كانوا يكذبون.
So, he caused hypocrisy to take root in their hearts and to remain therein until the day they meet him, because they broke their promise with Allah and because they lied.
أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ سِرَّهُمْ وَنَجْوَاهُمْ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ.
Are they not aware that Allah knows what they conceal and what they secretly discuss, and that Allah has full knowledge even of all that is beyond the reach of perception?
الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَّوِّعِينَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
He also knows the rich that are niggardly, who taunt the believers that voluntarily give alms. They scoff at those who have nothing to give except what they earn through their hard toil. Allah scoffs at them in return. A grievous chastisement awaits them.
استغفر لهم أو لا تستغفر لهم إن تستغفر لهم سبعين مرة فلن يغفر الله لهم ذلك بأنهم كفروا بالله ورسوله والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين.
O Prophet, it is all the same whether or not you ask for their forgiveness. Even if you were to ask forgiveness for them 70 times, Allah shall not forgive them. That is because they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah does not bestow His guidance on such evil-doing folk.